This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 in the evening. It's Kelvin and Cam on the evening edition. Now it's time for Market Wrap, and we have Sean Tanis with us in the studios. Avengers Endgame, it seems to be the event of the weekend for most people. The screening crushed all-time global box office records in just 5 days. Ticket sales have exceeded $1.2 billion. That's just crazy.
Yes. Just to put it into context, the opening weekend record for Endgame basically surpassed the total sales of Iron Man 3, which was screened for about 4 months. And it's also more than the total haul of Captain America Civil War, all in just 5 days. So there are also reports like some local theaters running out of popcorn, and then they're also screening the movies at odd hours because there's so much demand. Like, Kelvin, would you watch a movie at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely not.
Before going to work.
It's way too early.
I would.
Cam would.
I would, because I went yesterday. And I got there and discovered the movie was 3 hours long. I had another appointment later. I had to leave.
Wait, what time was the screening?
It was 4 p.m.
That's right. Our local cinemas have open 7 a.m. shows, and apparently it's full. A lot of people are dressed up in their office attire, so they're just watching the movie before they go to work. But it's understandable because, you know, everyone wants to watch the movie as soon as possible before someone tells you the spoilers. But at the same time, theater owners have contracts with other studios to show their films during the same weekend. So the fact that Endgame, you know, it runs for 3 hours, like Cam just said, it's hard for them to rotate the movie. And for example, for every cinema hall, it's, you know, apparently it's difficult to screen the film more than 3 times within a 12-hour period. So that's why we are seeing all these early morning screenings at odd hours.
So Disney are expected to dominate the box office this summer. They have a bunch of highly anticipated movies coming out as well. Is there anything they can do wrong?
Because I really think, like, no. Disney is looking at a perfect year. They have like Lion King, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Maleficent. All these movies, they are set to release in the coming weeks and months. In fact, there are currently only 39 films that have crossed the $1 billion box office threshold. And 22 of those are Disney properties. And this is like a truly, you know, a new phase of evolution for Disney. They are churning out some of the most successful films one after another. And then you add Marvel into this lineup. These are movies which appeal to diverse age demographics and genres. In fact, most of these movies draw repeat viewers. They took an average of multiple surveys that indicates about 35% people who watched a Disney movie would watch it again in cinema. So that's really adding to their dominance.
And on that note, how's Disney share price doing in the wake of this record-breaking run?
You know, after several years of stock price stagnation, I think Disney stock is seeing a surge, and they have seen a surge in recent months as well. They picked up momentum also from the acquisition of, you know, the film and TV assets they acquired from 21st Century Fox, and they are launching their Disney Plus streaming service in November. And I believe a lot of these Disney or Marvel character-based content will be heavily repurposed on that service as well. In fact, that service is actually priced at 30% less than Netflix when it debuts on the market, and Disney targets up to 90 million subscribers for the platform by 2024. And year-to-date, Disney shares rose to 27.6% on pre-market movement on Monday. They are trading up 1.8% at $142.46.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.